Welcome to Mental Muscles, the podcast that will teach you to train your brain for peak performance. Subscribe now for new episodes every week and get your free digital copy of the Mental Muscles Handbook at mental-muscles.com/ebook.
Warren Buffett Investment Strategy. 6 tips for young people who want to be rich. When you are climbing the mountain towards wealth, it's a good idea to follow in the footsteps of people who have successfully reached the summit. Even if you are new to the investing game, you've probably heard about Warren Buffett. Billionaire Buffett offers a great example and smart advice for people interested in learning how to become rich. If you're looking to grow your wealth, check out these 6 top Warren Buffett tips for young people looking to reach financial success. Who is Warren Buffett? Known as the Oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett started investing at a young age. Born in 1930 and with a net worth listed at $80 billion in October 2020, Buffett regularly ranks high on Forbes' billionaire list. He is also a noted philanthropist, announcing in June 2006 that he planned to donate his whole fortune to charity. Warren Buffett credits long-term vision, value investing, and lifelong learning for much of his outstanding success. Businessman, philanthropist, and investor, Buffett has widely shared his investment secrets for success. How did Buffett make his first million? Although Warren Buffett is definitely a self-made man, he acknowledges that education has played a significant role in his success. In the early 1950s, Buffett got his foot in the door at an investment company as a salesperson. By 1956, he had put his knowledge to good use by opening Buffett Associates. Buffett's success hits kept coming. In 1961, Buffett made his first $1 million by investing in a windmill manufacturing company. The next year, his partnership, now totaling just over $1 million, boomed to place him at the cusp of becoming a multi-millionaire. Less than a decade after he started Buffett Associates, the 30-year-old from Omaha first invested in and then controlled a textile manufacturing firm called Berkshire Hathaway. What investment strategy does Warren Buffett use? So, how did Buffett make his billions? Warren Buffett hasn't kept his recipe for success a secret. Basically, Buffett sticks to several important investment strategies. Combined, they can help explain his celebrated success. Never lose money. That's one key reason why Buffett does his research before investing in a company. Buffett follows the value investing advice advocated by the Benjamin Graham School of Thought. This means that investors should look for securities that have low prices that do not reflect their true intrinsic value. This focus on the company means that Buffett pays close attention to company performance, debt factors, and profit margins. Value investors like Buffett consider if companies have gone public, if they rely too heavily on commodities and overall price. The bottom line. Value investors like Buffett analyze company fundamentals and hunt for stocks undervalued by market or overlooked by most other investors. Importantly, Buffett is more interested in investing in a company that knows how to make money rather than in how well it performs on Wall Street. With Buffett, value investing approaches a new level. While many value investors don't believe in the efficient marketing hypothesis, EMH, that argues that stocks typically go for their fair value and that eventually the market will recognize the worth of previously undervalued quality stocks. Buffett's track record makes it clear that this kind of thinking can pay off. Top 6 Warren Buffett tips for young investors to get rich. 1. Consistently buy an S&P 500 low-cost index fund. With this advice, Buffett argues that slow and steady wins the race. One of the best ways to build wealth, according to Buffett, is to steadily buy low-cost index funds through thick and thin. For the average young investor, Buffett breaks the rule down further. Put 10% of the cash in short-term government bonds and 90% in very low-cost S&P 500 index funds. Buffett has offered this advice for years, even advising top Berkshire Hathaway shareholders to do this in a 2013 letter from the firm. 2. Check out company performance. In keeping with his value investment strategy, Buffett always checks the return of equity, ROE, to see if a company regularly performs excellently compared to others within the same industry. The return on equity demonstrates the rate at which shareholders earn dividends from their shares. Here's how to calculate ROE as an average young investor. ROE equals net income divided by shareholder equity. According to Buffett, it's a good idea to review the company's historical returns. This means that you'll want to check out the ROE for the last 5 to 10 years to see if they've had high performance. 3. Evaluate company debt. If you want to build wealth like Buffett, you'll want to dig deeper than the company's historical performance. If a company is buried in debt, there's a good chance that your investment may not stand the test of time. Buffett advises investors to examine the company's debt-to-equity ratio, D/E. The Oracle of Omaha checks that a company only owes a small debt percentage. This is a smart move since the less debt that a company carries, the more income comes from shareholders' equity than from loans. It's a good way to see if a company is generating value returns or if they are depending on borrowed money. If you want to follow Buffett's investment advice and check how much debt a company might use, here's how to calculate a company's D/E ratio. Debt-to-equity ratio equals total liabilities divided by shareholder equity. If the debt-to-equity ratio ranks high, then this might prove a volatile stock choice. 4. Calculate the profit margins. According to Buffett, it's not enough to just have a good profit margin. A company should demonstrate that it consistently broadens those margins. You can figure out a company's profit margin by dividing its net income by its net sales. If a company has a consistent high profit margin over at least the past 5 years, then it means that the company is skilled at conducting business. Even better, if it increases profit margins, this means that the company management runs a tight ship with efficient measures and successfully kept expenses low. 5. Is the company public or private? Another way that Buffett builds his wealth is to invest in companies that have a decade of business under their belts. This means that he doesn't consider startups. If you follow Buffett's advice, this means that most of the current technology sector would get cut out of the investment list. At the same time, Buffett has also stated that he only invests in a business that he thoroughly understands. Since Buffett has admitted that he doesn't get modern technology's internal mechanics, this means that he doesn't invest in startup tech companies. Again, Buffett follows the value investing model that only considers currently undervalued companies that have proved themselves quality companies over time. 6. Invest in yourself first. For Warren Buffett, there's nothing more important than investing in yourself first. This doesn't mean that you need to sink yourself in student debt to get a fancy degree. It means that learning is a lifelong habit. Many of the world's wealthiest people, including Warren Buffett, build their wealth from doing something that they love. Cultivate knowledge. Discover your strengths and interests. Find out what you love, learn everything about it, and then pursue it. Mistakes come from not knowing what we are doing. By pursuing knowledge and learning about personal finance, you can learn how to manage money and minimize your investment risk. According to Warren Buffett, improving your talents, developing your knowledge, and making yourself valuable is the biggest asset that you can own that no one can tax away.
Thank you for listening to Mental Muscles. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with others and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes like this. If you want to learn more tips and ideas to train your brain for peak performance, head over to mental-muscles.com. Thanks again, and see you in the next one.